Blog Talk Radio.
This here is a remarkable So So Death remix. J.E. y'all, Run DMC to the beach, y'all. And me, y'all know my name. Come on.
See, first of all, yeah. I know these so-called players wouldn't tell you this.
What?
But I'ma be real and say what's on my heart. Let's take this chance and make this love feel relevant. Didn't you know I loved you from the start? Yeah. Think about all the years we put in this relationship.
Yeah.
Who knew we'd make it this far? Then I think about with the rock that'll break your arm. Players won't try that, now you can't deny that. Triple dub rounds to the hood.com.
Craze Radio. You just heard from Jagged Edge, and we opened up the show with, oh my God, I forgot who we opened up the show with. Criss Cross, To Live and Die for Hip Hop. And it was quite appropriate for tonight because coming up at 7:15, we have the Craze Entertainment Report with Jamera J, and we do have some details on legendary hip hop DJ, producer, Mr. C, who's a personality on Hot 97 in New York City. So we have details coming up on with that, as well as some other things that's been going on this week. So keep it locked and stay tuned, and we're going to keep Throwback Thursday going on. And here is B. Angie B. So Much Love.
Thank you.
Hey, y'all, it's Christy Love, and we are back. Hope you are enjoying Throwback Thursday so far. That was Jay, and I Want to Love You Down. Back from, what was that, the 90s? Yeah, that's when music was what it's supposed to be. But the time is now 7:20, so it is time for our Craze Entertainment Report with Jamera M. Hey, Jamera.
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
Oh, my God, I'm a little sick. I'm a little under the weather, but other than that.
Are you feeling okay? What's wrong?
Well, I guess it's like, I think I'm catching a cold or something. So it's like congestion, scratchy throat, sneezing, runny nose, all that good stuff.
Yes. Well, you still make time to do the show, so that's what's up.
Yeah.
And I love Jade. I love 90s music, how you were saying, you know, that's how music is supposed to be. I absolutely feel that way. I was just talking to someone. I'm like, I want to have a 90s party where they play nothing but 90s music, like nothing but 90s R&B, hip-hop, and pop. That would be the stuff. But I love 90s music. But I do have the entertainment news. I have a couple good stories. First, I want to talk about Gucci Mane. Now, I know this is a couple days old, but I just had to talk about it because I just think it's hilarious.
Oh,
so I'm sure everybody knows that he was putting everybody on blast on Twitter. Nicki Minaj, Tyga, Tyga's girlfriend, Black China, Drake, Yo Gotti, everybody, Ciara, Taraji P. Henson, everybody.
Rocco.
Rocco, everybody. And so I just really thought it was funny. He literally said that it got hacked and that it wasn't him. So I just thought it was very interesting that he did that. I think he's seriously on something. I don't know what it is, but he did get dropped from, I think it was either Atlantic Records.
Yeah.
And he's just slowly going downhill. So we need to send a prayer for Gucci Mane. And I read one tweet that Rocco showed up at his house and was saying, I'm outside of your house, but then Gucci said that he ran away. It's just a whole bunch of ratchetness going on, so... I just thought it was funny. I really did.
Why do celebrities, like, they go on these rants and then I guess their label or management or whoever says, okay, you need to take that stuff down. So they delete all the tweets and then say that they were hacked. Come on now.
Yeah, and I was wondering, I'm like, how did someone hack? I know people do hack things. I just don't know how they do it. But I'm like, to say the things that he was saying doesn't sound like it was hacked. It sounds like it was him. He was probably had up on some stuff, and then once he came down, he was like, oh, shit, I messed up.
Oh, my God, Jamera, I'm getting breaking news right now. Oh, my God, in the middle of your entertainment report. Okay, Karen Civil, I'm pretty sure most people heard of her that's in entertainment. She's a big name something. But she just tweeted that somebody by the name of DJ Just Dame, the DJ Whisperer, says, let me read it. Dude saw Gucci in the mall, said, F you, Gucci, I don't like you. And this all happened like 20 minutes ago. F you, Gucci, I don't like you. And then it says Gucci squared up on him, LMAO. And then they said, we have the play-by-play video and pictures. I do see a picture. That is Gucci. Oh, my God. I don't know what mall they're in, but I guess it's down in ATL. Oh, my God.
Yeah, there's always some rockiness going on in ATL. But he really made a lot of people mad, you know. And then I'm like, you said you did it to Ciara. Now, I'm not the biggest Ciara fan. But I know you could not get Ciara. Like, I just know your plan. And then he said something about Taraji P. Henson. Definitely not her either. So, yes. So I'm like, Gucci just needs to sit down somewhere. But on a brighter note, Beyonce's birthday, we all know, was a couple last week. And her and Jay-Z are chilling on the coast of Italy. with Baby Blue. They put some pictures on her Instagram and her Tumblr. Lydell Lockie, her stylist from back in the day. No, wrong, rewind. Lydell Lockie was her ex-boyfriend who recently did an interview with Star Magazine, and he's talking about his past relationship with Beyonce. And when he dated her when they were like 15, when she started first, well, they started dating when she was like 10. And he dated her up until she pretty much started to get big with Destiny's Child. And he's just talking about how he cheated on her, and if he wouldn't have cheated on her, he would have been with her right now, and how he lost her to Jay-Z. A big thirst fest is what I call it.
Okay, wait a minute. Did I miss something? Why is he doing the interview now? I think I missed that part.
Thank you. Just to say that he dated Beyonce, and he gave this whole story of how she was an angel and how they met in church and how she was a good Christian girl and she was holding out on sex. That's why he cheated on her, and a whole bunch of, like, irrelevant stuff. And they were saying, like, the best thing I never had, that song was about him because he cheated on her. Yeah, because think about it, Beyonce got famous when she was, what, 16, and she went pretty much from him to her career, and she started dating Jay-Z when she was, like, 20. So Jay-Z was, like, her second boyfriend, pretty much.
Okay, what happened to Marcus Houston, though? I thought they had, like, a big relationship.
I think,
like,
they dated for, like, a week, but I don't even think Beyonce claims him. So he's, like, irrelevant.
All right.
We'll say serious
relationship. What'd you say his name is? Lydell,
Londale? Lydell Lockie, and he looks a hot mess. I was just like, sit down, Lydell.
What
he
look like?
He's like brown skin. He looks kind of chunky now, years later, you know.
Yeah.
But I just thought that was funny. But Beyonce's chilling on the coast with Jay-Z and her baby in Italy on their yacht, so she's not even thinking about Lydell.
Exactly.
Next, ASAP Rocky apologizes to Jason Collins from the NBA.
Oh, wow.
But during the VMAs, him, Jason, and ASAP were introducing the gay song with Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, Same Love.
Right.
And so during the presentation of the song, you know, ASAP Rocky, I guess, was making weird facial expressions and people took it the wrong way. So he came out and just said, you know, I wasn't, because Jason Collins is gay. So he was like, I didn't mean to make a face at him, you know, but I was just wondering why MTV had me introducing a gay song next to a gay man.
Oh, I know why they did that shit.
And he said, I found it odd that MTV wanted to stand me next to this nigga when they are talking about gay people. That's all. You know what I'm saying? That's what he said in the interview. So he said he realized once he saw the show, it looked odd. He saw it, you know, right before the introduction to the performance. He plugged his friend's album and then said, you know, the next artist stands up for everything he believes in as far as everybody being equal color, and then he paused and pointed at Jason and said, homosexuality. So, but I'm like, you didn't know that was inappropriate that you pointed at him and said homosexuality, but I guess he was just apologizing for his facial expressions and how he was just acting weird, but I'll probably be acting weird too. Like, I'm not gay. You got me introducing this gay song next to this gay guy.
I thought something else was going on, and I kind of mentioned that on, I think it was last week, or right after the VMAs, because, you know, it is said that ASAP is bisexual. Have you ever heard that?
Say it again?
They said that he's bisexual. ASAP Rocky.
Really?
They have, like, old pictures of him when he was supposed to be, like, flaming or whatever. And so when I saw them up there introducing that, I actually had like a moment where I thought he was about to come out of the closet. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, okay, ASAP,
yes.
Jason Collins, Ryan Lewis, Same Love. Oh, my God, ASAP about to come out of the closet. But it turned, like, real awkward and stuff. So I was like, well, maybe he, like, got nervous and changed his mind and didn't want to come out the closet no more.
Or maybe he was just like, what the fuck is wrong with y'all? I'm not gay.
But he didn't know that they was doing that before. Like, he only found out that night. Like,
the way he talked about it in the interview, it was like he was like, I don't know why they did that. So sometimes I think sometimes you don't know who you're going up there with. Sometimes you don't know what award you're hosting until the last minute.
Okay. So basically, MTV was being shady. They probably had heard the rumors just like I have, and they was being shady. Okay, MTV, y'all got one for that one. Wow.
I know. So he apologized, though. He apologized personally to Jason. And, you know, I have lots of gay friends. I love gay people. But I would probably feel uncomfortable, you know, if I wasn't gay and I'm sitting next to a gay girl and producing a, you know, introducing a gay song, I would probably feel uncomfortable as well. So I kind of understand where he's coming from. But on to the next thing. Hot 97 legendary DJ Mr. C has been played by rumors, have you heard about it, for messing with transvestites?
Yes, girl.
And he finally got caught. Somebody put a video up. He got arrested, first of all. He got arrested a couple months ago by undercover, and then somebody put a video up. So now it's just out there, and he can't cover up. But he did a really emotional interview with the program director of Hot 97, and I'm just going to read a couple things from the interview because he resigned. He said he resigned because he did not want the station to lose endorsements and deals because of him. He did state that he doesn't think he's gay just because he likes to get oral sex from transvestites, which are men, which are men who are men. So they asked him why he decided to resign. And he pretty much, you know, said that he doesn't want to affect the station with his personal decisions. And on whether, they also asked him whether he lied in the past and if he's in denial about being gay. And he says, do I consider myself gay? No, I do not consider myself gay. I have gotten head, what's the clean way of saying this, he says, from transvestites. And that's as far as it went. I never had actual sexual intercourse with another man and vice versa. That's never been done to me, but I have had gotten head with a transsexual person. The person who I was with in a car, I know exactly who that person was who put the video out there, but that wasn't till the end of last year. And he's just, you know, he was crying on the interview and just, you know, pretty much he's like, I don't know what to do. But I'm like, they're just saying, you know, be real. You don't have to resign. If you're gay, just say you're gay. But of course, he's in, like, the hip-hop community. And he was like, I didn't know how people were going to take it. And I still don't think I'm gay. And then he's, like, switched it. Like, I don't even know if I am. So they're like, we still want you to, you know, be the DJ. And we still want you to be on their station. And he's just like, I don't know, and crying. And he's like, Funkmaster Flex told me to come out, and I told him I got it. It's a secret, everything. But, you know, I told my boyfriend this. Everything that's done in the dark always comes to the light, no matter what it is. No matter what, no matter who you are, if you're hiding something, it's always going to come to the light, no matter what. And that's the same thing that happened with him. So I really don't feel bad. And, I mean, if that's who you are, if you like transsexuals, then that's fine. But don't, you know, be all weird about it. Just say it is what it is. I like transsexuals.
So did you hear, like, the whole entire interview with him and I guess it was, like, Ebro and Funkmaster Flex? Did you?
Yeah, the program director. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I listened to it.
I didn't hear it. I mean, I read it.
Oh, well, go listen to it. Like, it's on Media Craze. Go and listen to it. Like, I actually got emotional listening to it.
Really? Because he's crying?
Yeah, he was crying and everything. But it was emotional to me because the part that was emotional to me was the fact that the program director was saying, look, it's okay. You know, be who you are. Don't worry about what other people are going to say. Like, it's about, here at this station, it's about the music. It's about, you know, your legendary status. Like, that's what it's about. That personal stuff, you deal with that. But, you know, people listen to you for your music, you know, for your mixes or whatever, so let it be that. But they kept trying to tell him, you know, just come back, don't resign, you know, like come back to the station. So he was actually on the air at 12 o'clock today like he usually is. So I guess that was a good thing. But it's a really good interview. Like, I suggest everybody go listen to it. It was quite emotional.
Yes, I'm definitely going to listen to it. I just read it. I didn't have a time to watch the whole thing, but I did read it. And
yeah.
I saw a couple of pictures, so I know it was definitely an emotional interview. And I'm sure it was. You know, that
mm-hmm.
subject, period, especially being like a black male in the hip-hop community,
yeah.
is going to be emotional.
And it's going to make him feel so much better. You know what I'm saying? Like, now you're free to be who you want to be without. You know what I'm saying? Now you can ride down the boulevard and pick up these trannies and don't have to worry about nobody saying that because everybody know. Like, do what you do, boo. Gosh.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I just pray for him and his family because whenever you do something in the dark for so long and then it finally comes out, I'm sure it's like an overwhelming feeling. And then he's going to get a lot of opinions, and you know how rude people are, especially over social media. So I'm pretty sure people are
yeah.
tweeting him just crazy stuff. So
yeah, they
hopefully
are.
He just pulls through it and, you know, just be strong and just be yourself. I have a lot of crazy news. Kendrick Lamar and Meek Mills
mm-hmm.
are quote-unquote beefing because of Kendrick's song that he released when he, like, you know, put everybody on blast. Meek Mill made a response to it. The song is called Ooh, Kill 'Em, and he disses Kendrick on the song. Meek's verse is still debatable whether it's better than Kendrick's, but Meek called Kendrick pretty much – oh, Kendrick 2 days ago called Meek Mill irrelevant in a show in Brooklyn a couple of days ago.
Mm.
And he said, I've been doing this shit for years. I have no time for irrelevant niggas or new niggas. There's one nigga in particular that needs to realize that there are levels to this shit. I'm motherfucking Kendrick. King Kendrick. But Meek Mill has a song called Levels.
Right.
So that's who he was talking about. And then, like, I guess Meek had tweeted Kendrick, like, King of what?
Ooh.
A whole bunch of just dumb stuff.
Yeah.
You know,
because
I'm like, yeah, but I'm like, I like Kendrick Lamar. I really don't listen to Meek Mill like that, but they're both, honestly, both relatively new, and they're both good. But I'm like, neither one of y'all are, I don't know. I like Kendrick. Okay, I'm choosing Kendrick. I'm on Kendrick's side. And he's a Gemini, so I'm just Gemini.
Yeah.
And Kendrick's songs are just better to me than Meek Mill's. That's just my personal opinion. I'm really not like a Maybach music type person, and their music just don't click with me. So I'm definitely for Kendrick on this one. So that's the entertainment news that I have today. And that's everything.
Okay, well, thank you, Jamira, as always.
Thank you.
About all of your info.
Yes, you guys can find me on Instagram at Jamira M, JameiraM. Also on Twitter. I say this every Wednesday, but I'm just horrible
mm-hmm.
with tweeting. And I'm going to try to get on there more because I know there's a lot of stuff going on. But follow me on Twitter. I will follow you back, even though I won't be on there not much. But it's Jamira M, JameiraM. Follow me on Twitter, on Instagram. My Facebook is kind of pretty private, so I try not to add everybody on there. But follow me on Instagram, follow me on Twitter, and I will follow you back. And I will be on here next Wednesday with the entertainment news report again. So thank you, Christy, and I hope you feel better.
I hope so, too. I'm going to take something tonight that will, like, knock me completely out. And I got some
yes,
vitamin
yes.
D, so hopefully by tomorrow I'll be okay, maybe.
And back to the old school gems, because I'm jamming. I love me some throwback songs. And I want to make
okay,
a request.
Okay, well, yeah, we got, let me see. Every Thursday, well, you know, not every Thursday, because
yeah.
You know how we
do. Next Thursday, I want to hear Tyrese Sweet Lady. That's my throwback request.
Next Thursday, Tyrese Sweet Lady. Okay, so next Thursday we'll kind of try to bring it to, like, the 2000s. How about that? Because tonight we're doing 90s hip-hop and R&B. And coming up in about 10 more minutes, we have DJ Kristyle's New Jack Swing Mix, and it's a little bit of everybody in there, Bobby Brown, High Five, like some of everybody, girl. So make sure you keep listening
for
that.
I'm going to keep listening. I love old school music. But I will talk to you guys. I will be bringing the entertainment news next Wednesday. So thank you, Chrissy, and I hope you really feel better.
All right. Thanks, Jamara.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, y'all. So that was Jamara N with this week's Craze Entertainment Report. It's so much going on in hip hop, and what I want to do for you right quick is play this just to bring everybody back up to speed as far as what Jamara was talking about. DJ Mr. C of Hot 97. Like she said, he's been arrested more than a few times for soliciting prostitutes, and each of those prostitutes were trannies, a.k.a. transsexuals, you know, which is a man dressed like a woman. He may or may not have, you know, like body part changes. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't, but this is his preference, you know what I'm saying? So he's been denying it for all of this time. And just recently, a video blogger by the name of, let me make sure, I hope I got this name right, Bimbo Winehouse, evidently he's kind of popular on YouTube, because I did go to her, she, him, YouTube page, and I mean, he has like a little bit over 1,000 hits for each of his videos. And, of course, this recent video that he dropped the other day is almost at 300,000. But that's only because of the whole Mr. C scandal. So Bimbo Winehouse is his name. And I'm not sure if he's an actual prostitute. I think he was trying to save face and say that he wasn't a prostitute. But, I mean, you just going to get in the car with somebody that pull up to you on the street and get in and make a deal? Anyway, so what happened is, Mr. C goes, pulls up to this person, and all of this is alleged because I really don't know what happened. I'm just going by what's been told, what's been said, and says that he wants a blowjob. And he asked how much, and Bimbo says $100. So I guess when Bimbo got in the car and saw who it actually was, he tried to get more money. He was like, so can I get $500 for this? And C was like, no. And he was like, well, can I get $250? And C was like, no, I'm going to give you $100. And Bimbo was like, okay. So they riding around trying to find a spot. You know how that is. And Bimbo was recording this whole exchange the whole time. Like, he had his cell phone on. Like, you could see the city lights and stuff like that, but you can't see clearly a face or anything like that. And it's mostly audio. And you could clearly hear Mr. C, like, talking and negotiating and whatever. The oral transaction did not actually go down, though, because Bimbo Winehouse was acting all nervous and shady and whatever, which was making Mr. C a little nervous. So he ended up putting him out of the car. He was like, look, keep the money, get the fuck out of my car. And I guess Bimbo was pissed off because I think he dropped him off like in a whole other part of town than when he picked him up from. So, long story short, Bimbo is pissed off. He goes and uploads the video on YouTube. And you can go to MediaCraze.me and check it out. It's on there. And once the video got out, I mean, it was pretty much a wrap for Mr. C. You know, what else can you do at that point? So he goes into the station the next day, Hot 97, and he resigns on air saying that, you know, he has some personal issues that he needs to deal with. Everybody know why the resignation came. But this is a man who's been in the industry, who's been DJing for over 20 years, like responsible for everybody knowing who Big Daddy Kane is, who Biggie Small was. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's that major. And he resigned yesterday. Okay. Fast forward. Today, this morning, on the same radio station, the program director, Ebro, had like a candid talk with him on air. And Mr. C confessed what he's been denying all of these years, that he sleeps or has sexual encounters with transsexuals, and that's what he's attracted to, men who dress like women. And the whole interview is on YouTube. It's actually on the website, too. Go and check it out. And I actually have, like, a clip from it. I can't play the whole entire interview. Excuse me. Because we ain't got time for that. But let me just play a good small clip from it just so you can get a gist of what's going on. So take a listen.
You know, have I lied about getting sexual fellatio in a car with a transsexual? Yes.
Okay.
I have lied about that.
Okay.
And I feel bad. Whoa. I feel bad for the listeners that it did take a video for me to say this, because I have been in denial with this for a very, very long time. A very long time. Now, the funny part of it, and I know I'm going to get hit with social media when I get ready to say this.
It doesn't matter, my dude. Don't
worry
about
it. But I'm going to say it anyway. Do I consider myself gay? No, I don't consider myself gay. I do. I have gotten fellatio. What's the clean way of saying it?
That's clean. That's clean enough. Deal with it. Take your time, my dude.
From transvestites. And that's as far as it went. I never,
we're not here to judge.
But I've never had actual sexual intercourse with another man,
mm-hmm.
and vice versa. That has never been done to me. But I have had fellatio, that's the best way I could put it, with a transsexual person. With you, we'll see what happens after this. If the appreciation,
it's they're gonna appreciate.
We'll
you,
see what
man.
Happens after this. And honestly, Breeze, that's been my whole dilemma all this time. My whole dilemma has always been: am I still gonna be looked at the same way?
Absolutely, you will.
Am I still gonna be?
All right. Absolutely, man. You're a legend, my man. Let it out. You're a legend. And I do believe, man, people just wanted you to be honest. People just wanted you to be honest, and I appreciate you, man, and I know the people listening appreciate you.
You know something, man? What's our blueprint for this? You know, a lot of us, man, we never been here before. This is our first time here, see? So, you know, I get it. You know what I mean? I get it.
Whew, there it is, y'all. I don't know what to say. Like I said, you can go to www.mediacraze.me and listen to it in its entirety. It's quite emotional. You know, a lot of people have mixed feelings about it because, you know, a lot of people are upset, quote unquote, because they feel like, you know, this is a large problem in our community when men are on the DL or down low, you know, for so long and lying to their wives and girlfriends and whoever else about their, you know, sexuality. And when you don't even have to. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, just be upfront and honest from Jump Street. The problem comes when you lie about what you're doing. And, I mean, say what you want, but we all know that a lot of, you know, the I don't want to offend anybody, but, you know, they say a large amount of the spread of HIV and AIDS came from, you know, these down low guys being with other men who have had these, you know, viruses and diseases or whatever, and then they're bringing them back home to a woman, you know, who they've lied to. So a lot of people are upset about that issue. And then on the other hand, it's like we're applauding, we're commending him for finally coming to his truth. Now, would he have ever came to this truth had it not been for Bimbo Winehouse video or audio? Maybe not. Who knows? But like Jamara said, everything that's done in the dark comes to the light. Well, that's what they say. I don't say that because, I mean, if you're good enough at it, it'll never come to the light. But, yeah, whatever's done in the dark comes to the light. And I think I also want to applaud, you know, Ebro and Flex for sticking with their radio brother, you know, in this time of I don't know. It's a lot. But either way, I guess the bottom line is DJ Mr. C has confessed that he likes transsexual guys. He still has to work on the other part of his issue because he's saying that he's not gay or bisexual. Yeah, you are. You know what I'm saying? Anytime you have any type of attraction or encounter with someone of the same sex, that pretty much puts you in that boat. So I guess that's the next step that he needs to go through in his therapy, is to deal with the fact that, okay, yes, you are, and that's fine if that's who you are. You know, if you're going to come out of the closet, come all the way out. Don't just peep your head out, okay, Mr. C? But kudos to you for doing that. That was very brave of you to be on air. Millions listening, because, you know, radio is syndicated and online, so millions of people are witnessing this moment, you know, with you, and hope to hear you back on the airway soon. So, it's Throwback Thursday on Craze Radio. Make sure you go and like us on our Facebook page, and it's simply Craze Radio, Craze with a K. Also on Twitter, Craze Radio BTR. And I am Christy Love, KRISTILUVNC. Follow me on Twitter. Tonight we have a Throwback Thursday New Jack Swing mix, courtesy of DJ Cristyles out of D.C. The Party Boy is what they call him. You can catch him on the Heat Satellite Radio XM Sirius Satellite. And follow him on Twitter at DJ Cristyles. His Facebook is Cristyles, and his YouTube is Cristyles. He might have a SoundCloud too. Just like Google him. Like, he's, you know, everybody know who he is. So without delay, any further delay, we're going to go ahead into this Throwback Thursday mix with DJ Cristyles. And like I said, this is the New Jack Swing mix. So for the next hour, here you go, commercial free, no breaks.
Get ready to take a stroll down memory lane and say, oh, I haven't heard this one in a while. It's time for Throwback Radio with DJ Cristyles. Do you remember the first time you heard this one? It's a throwback with DJ Cristyles.
I can't see bad night. I talk to her, listen to both of her love song. But when it shake your fingers and run it through my head. Many a call and the chosen of few. But all I want to know.
Kind of way. Don't forget the J star, the M, the Y, yo. I need a body bag.
Biting all very. There was a stand, but home too with no kid. A businessman with the people for a reason. Not like Tim because it's in this season.
Cause he beach at the playground. You know?
Yeah. it down. I'm not internationally known, but I'm known to rock the microphone because I get stupid. I mean outrageous. Stay away from me if you're contagious, because I'm the winner. No, not a loser. To be an MC is what I choose. A ladies love me. Girls adore me. I mean, even the ones who never saw me. Like the way that I rhyme at a show. The reason why, man, I don't know. So let's go, because...
Yeah. And me and my boys, no ditch, you know what I'm saying? So all you people out there riding your tires, listening to the radio station, or cold macking in your living room watching this here video, check the second verse.
So we started a group. confess the tight mini skirt you wear.
I just can't help it.
I can't help but stare. So, pop it up. The place to jump in. Ooh, what a lovely scene. Gotta let you know. Let you know the deal.
What you mean, baby?
And I'm for real. So pump it up a little more. Now, baby, I gotta let you know that you got that vibe. All right. Baby, vibe. Girl, you got that.
Yo, baby.
Yeah.
of lean and a pocket full of green. The green doesn't symbolize I made it on the top, but RoboCop last year was a shock. The tone of the Popeye cut shook your butt. Kids are screaming to me, the yes says what? Kind of music is this for you to dance to? The man with the plan and the band demands you. Leave the smack and the crack for the whack, for the ball and the knock, keep a smile like that. Leave the knife and the gun in the store and ignore temptation sent by the nation. Racial game cause it's pain, needs a new rep. In your heart and mind, never forget to set. Hawkins, and when you're walking, you know just one. Black on black, remember that, it's important. Anyway, the shunless one, bring forth the fun. No hatred, the summer's almost done. No time for sleep, jump in your Jeep and pump up the funky beat, a holy. Beeper goes off, yo, smash it and trash it. You're too young to be plumped in a casket. Just get your boys and bring the noise and just swing it. Your party people, sing it.
Just got to, 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 just
Follow him on Twitter at DJ Chris Styles, and it's ChrisStyles. YouTube is the same, DJ Chris Styles. DJChrisStyles.com, Facebook, DJ Chris Styles, and, of course, you can check him out on the Heat Sirius XM Satellite Radio, and also, of course, on DC's WPGC 95.5 FM in DC. DJ Chris Styles, thank you so much for that mix. It was awesome, and I was jamming to it like for the whole last hour. I want to give a shout out to Jamara M with her Crazy Entertainment Report tonight. All of the listeners that called to listen, that press play on the players to listen, the retweets, all of that good stuff. Shout out to, let's see, shout out to L. Got Swag, Desi, Jessica, who else? Let me see, am I leaving somebody out? I think I'm leaving somebody else out. I don't know. But everybody that tuned in, thank you for tuning in. Next Thursday, we'll be back with another episode of Throwback Thursday. You never know what you're going to hear on Crazy Radio. So I'm going to leave the show, and I'm going to let y'all hear a little bit of this clip from Mr. C from earlier today. And make sure you log into www.mediacraze.me every day for your news, entertainment, and videos. I'm out.
So, you know, have I lied about getting sexual fellatio in a car with a transsexual? Yes.
Okay.
I have lied about that.
Okay.
And I feel bad. I feel bad for the listeners that it did take a video for me to say this, because I have been in denial with this for a very, very long time. A very long time. Now, the funny part of it, and I know I'm going to get hit with social media when I get ready to say this.
Doesn't matter, my dude. Don't
worry
about
it. But I'm going to say it anyway. Do I consider myself gay? No, I don't consider myself gay. I do. I have gotten fellatio. What's the clean way of saying it?
That's clean. That's clean enough.
From
deal with it. Take your time, my dude.
From transvestites, and that's as far as it went. I never,
we're not here to judge.
But I just want to, I've never had actual sexual intercourse with another man, and vice versa. That has never been done to me. But I have had fellatio, that's the best way I can put it, with a transsexual person. With you, we'll see what happens after this. If the appreciation,
it's, they're gonna appreciate.
We'll see what happens after this. And honestly, Breeze, that's been my whole dilemma all this time. My whole dilemma has always been: am I still gonna be looked at the same way?
Absolutely, you will.
Am I still gonna be?
All right. Absolutely, man. You're a legend, my man. Let it out. You're a legend. And I think, I do believe, man, people just wanted you to be honest. People just wanted you to be honest, and I appreciate you, man. And I know the people listening appreciate you.
You know something, man? What's our blueprint for this? You know, a lot of us, man, we never been here before. This is our first time here, see? So, you know, I get it. You know what I mean? I get it.